Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners-up, we start off with a guy who tried to sleep on the governor's couch the other night.
Last week he broke into the governor's mansion of Louisiana, and the state police there is wondering. They said this is an extraordinary breach of security at the governor's mansion. How he got in there and was sleeping one off at 6 in the morning is anybody's guess right now.
Our other runner-up this morning is a guy in Australia who robbed a gas station there, and he came in. His mask was a recyclable shopping bag. He put that over his head so nobody could figure out who he was. And he said, give me your stuff. So they gave him cash and they gave him cigarettes. And then he had to carry him out of there somehow, and I guess it was too much for his hands to handle, so he took the bag off his head, exposing his face for the surveillance cameras, and now cops have a good lead on this guy. But our 930 Knucklehead is the guy who was a successful fugitive for years, but turned himself in because he just couldn't deal with island life.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
If you thought you hated tourists, not as much as this guy does. He's 64 years old. He escaped from prison 10 and a half years ago in Salzburg, Austria. Nobody's seen him on the lam. And in fact, he'd been living pretty good in the Canary Islands off the west coast of Africa, a place called Tenerife, home to some of the most beautiful beaches in the world. But it draws a lot of tourists. And when he turned himself in Saturday night back in Salzburg after 10 years on the run, with two suitcases in his hand, he walks up to a cop and says, I'm a fugitive. They do the research on him, and sure enough, yeah, they want him. He said, Tenerife isn't as nice as it used to be, and I've lived there long enough.
The kids come in, they play their loud music, and you got all these tourists that
prices,
you know,
are going
clogging up the roads, and yeah, summer months, winter months are
brutal. Water is not as clear as it used to be. It's kind of cloudy.
Our 930
Knucklehead. The fishing's gone downhill.
Knucklehead winner today. Thank you very much to the Rockfish Grill in Anacortes.
Who are these stooges you speak of?
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers, including live music every week. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Rockfishgrill.com for full menu and event schedule. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.